As I talked about in our last interview, coal mines, strip mines specifically, were a part of the landscape where I grew up in western Pennsylvania, and we really didn't notice the extent to which they had altered the land, but it seemed like everywhere had been stripped. It was a lot of shale formations, which were frankly dangerous. But it's interesting that the name of our garage band, Fathom, came from an abandoned strip mine. A large vein of coal had been mined in the woods behind my parents' house, and at some point it had flooded during the excavation, and the project was seemingly abandoned. So it was like a big flooded quarter-mile-long open wound in the woods. And it was always very controversial because it had dangerous 40-foot high walls. And as I said, the shale wasn't sound, and the water was murky and very deep. Needless to say, it wasn't safe for kids, and I was adventurous as a kid. But it was the perfect spot for playing Indiana Jones or James Bond. But it was also a popular party and canoeing spot for teenagers, and locals called it the Fathoms, thus the origin of our name. When we got to the age where we started to camp there and use it as a party spot ourselves, we named the band after it. It was estimated to be fathoms deep, some locals said as deep as 80 feet. And there were stories about bodies at the bottom and skeletal abandoned equipment. But yeah, this is a roundabout way of saying that this strip mine landscape was very much a part of my psyche then. But as a side note, I built a tiny house on wheels with my dad, essentially a small cabin on a trailer. And all of the fall and winter of 2015, I lived on the edge of that field. I got a lot of writing done there and started reworking the songs that I'm currently recording for my next record, which is called Support the Resistance.